Chuck Chat Freestyle for April 20... You said 27.
It's the 26th,
2007. 26, 2007.
Should have recorded the first one. Welcome to Freestyle, and I've got Lisa with me. We're just sitting here, and she's getting kind of bored, because this is no TV week. Are you having fun, Lisa?
No.
No? Why not? There's
because
no TV.
There's no TV, there's no computer, there's no phone, there's no friends.
Wait a minute. You can use computer if it's for homework, right?
But homework's boring.
Well, that's not my problem. And the no phone thing, why is that? That's not because school said so.
Because Dad said so.
That's because Dad said so. Why?
Because I got grounded.
You had a meltdown the other day, didn't you? So that's punishment for some not so good behavior. And you haven't been so bad lately. You've been very good lately. You've been a sweetheart, getting up in the morning on time and trying to earn back some of the things we almost lost. As she puts little devil horns with her fingers on top of her head, we almost lost a few other privileges. Like, what was today? Did you go to school today?
No.
Where did you go?
Work.
Do you have your own job?
Maybe.
Maybe, maybe not. You came to work with me because this is Bring Your Sons or Daughters to Work Day. I think they're shortening that to Bring Your Kids Day.
Bring Your Parents to Work Day.
You gotta just shorten it up and call it Bring Your Parents to Work Day.
Yes.
Well, I can't bring my spouse to work. Stay in front of the microphone.
Okay.
Bring Your Sons or Daughters to Work Day is a day they have about once a year. It used to be you had to be 9 to go, but I saw a lot of kids that were a lot younger than 9. Mm-hmm. Like 6-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see some of the older kids. And I think the older kids like Julie or high school would get more out of it. Because then they'd get more experience of what they can expect to see in a work environment.
And then when you have to do that job.
Right. So what did we do? We had a busy day. At least the morning was busy. We started
First, we drove to work.
Yes, first we drove to work. That's always
and
a
then,
good start. We got to the front desk and we had to sign you in.
Yeah.
Then what did we get?
A badge.
A name badge, a temporary badge. So you got a lanyard around your neck and a badge with your name spelled incorrectly on it. They forgot the second I in Lisa. And then we got what?
I want to tell.
Okay, keep going.
Then we got donuts and juice.
Donuts. And wait a minute. On the way to work, where did we stop?
Starbucks.
Yeah. For what?
Coffee.
Yeah, special coffee for Lisa.
With lots of foam on top.
Foam. Lots of... What is it? Whipped cream.
Cool it.
Cool, yeah, with spray topping on
it. Cool it.
And Lisa likes coffee. She's been drinking coffee since she was about 18 months. If you haven't listened to this before, she was about 18 months. We were in a restaurant, and I was having a fancy old cappuccino
we were at Grandma's house.
No. It was in a restaurant. It was in what's now Annie's down on College Avenue.
Oh.
And you picked mine up and drank it.
And then from then on, you always had decaf.
I had to switch to decaf, but you didn't have decaf this morning.
No.
No. Oh, Dad snuck one in on you. Sometimes when she's real tired in the morning. So, after we got our donuts and juice...
Then we went...
We did a slideshow?
Then we went and made hovercrafts.
We made hovercrafts. How do you make a hovercraft? Tell this. Maybe Nick wants to hear.
You take a plate, and you, with a pen, you stick a small hole
what kind
right
of plate?
In the middle.
A paper plate? Ceramic?
Plastic.
A plastic. It has to be a plastic, like picnic plate,
yeah.
Right? And you put a small hole in the center...
Poke it with a pen, and you have to poke it up from the bottom, because otherwise it won't work, we tried.
The voice of experience.
And you have to take a film canister, poke a hole in the bottom,
mm-hmm.
and put it on with the part that you poked a hole in on
the
bottom.
So the hole in the plate has to match up with the hole in the film canister,
yeah, and
right?
You have to glue it down with putty.
Yeah, we had this little glob of putty. We rolled it into a snake.
But it wasn't like real putty.
It was like plumber's putty.
Plumber's putty. That's kind of that we stuck the stars on my ceiling with.
Yep.
Except mine was blue.
And that created a seal between the plate and the plastic film canister.
And I found what works out best is you put one to stick it down, and then you put another one around it to lock
like
the air out.
Yep. Get a real good seal.
And then you blow up a balloon. And you put it on the film canister, and then you let it go, and if you kind of tap it a little, it'll be off the ground, off the table just a little bit.
Has to be on a very smooth surface, like a table or a countertop, and if it hits a crack, it doesn't work, because then the air doesn't flow out underneath evenly. It doesn't hover, it just goes out the
And you
crack.
Can decorate the plate.
Yeah.
And we put something on mine. What's it called? The red things?
She put lines on there, and I was making fun of the retroncabulator that has hydrocoptic marsal veins. She smiles. So that was fun. We made a hovercraft, and then we went on a tour. And what did you see on the tour?
We didn't see the foam this year.
We didn't see the foam because our shipping guy was out on vacation.
We didn't see the foam, but we saw the magic shower.
We saw a magic shower. We're developing a...
with multiple shower heads,
and you
can turn on lights and music and the radio.
Very fancy shower.
And you can put it on just the right temperature you want, and all you have to do is press a button, and it's all of a sudden all perfect how you want it.
What else did we see?
A vein thing.
A vein viewer?
Yeah.
Which we saw last fall. Which Craig hasn't put the audio together yet, but it's
and we saw last year on Bring Your Dad.
It
kind of
looks like a projector that points down.
And it's green.
And it has a green light, and when you put your arm under it, you can see the veins under
the
skin.
Or your head, hopefully you can see veins in your head.
Or your foot. Yeah, and it shows you where the veins are. They show up as black lines on this green background. Really cool looking thing. And then after our tour, anything else on the tour?
The shocky guy. How come every year it's a different guy?
Last time it was Steve. This time it was Bill. Yeah, that was Steve with the hand.
Yeah.
This time it was Bill. Just whoever's available.
Okay.
And then we had to
at the shocky place, they did like a simulation of, like, you know, when you rub your feet on the carpet and then you touch something and it zaps it.
Yeah.
Like, if you touch something electronic, they make sure it doesn't break when you touch it after you rub your feet on the carpet.
Yeah.
I'm talking too fast, aren't I?
That's called ESD, electrostatic discharge, and they have an electrostatic discharge gun to make sure that all these electronic devices don't blow up.
And?
Yeah?
And you know how when your house gets struck by lightning?
Yeah.
Then it'll break things that are plugged into the wall?
Mm-hmm.
While they're trying to make some... They test it to see if it will break or not.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to make it so it doesn't break.
We need to make sure all that's safe.
And we also saw... a shaker.
A shaker table?
Yeah.
Why do we have a shaker table, Lisa?
Because if you're going down a highway, like, in a big truck, and you're carrying, like, luggage, not luggage, something like electronic or something, and they're going down the highway and it's all bumpy, then it'll shake and they try to make it so no parts will fall off.
Right. If I make a circuit board for your truck, let's say you're a trucking company, like Peterbilt or White Freightliner, and you say, I would like you to make this circuit board to help fuel efficiency so that we save more gas or diesel fuel when we're driving down the road. And you build this circuit board, and the trucker's driving along, and all of a sudden parts start falling off of it from the vibrations on the roads, and all of a sudden the truck doesn't run. Who would buy that if parts fall off? So we have to test all kinds of things. Electrostatic discharge, shaking, baking.
And we saw the solder lady.
We saw the solder lady. Now, Lisa, if you listen to Technorama and you know that Lisa helped out with the Minty Boost, little Altoids chewing gum container that holds a couple of AA batteries and has a little circuit board in here, she did some soldering on that. So we stopped by and saw Miss Jenna, who does soldering. Because
she solders teeny tiny little things. She needs a microscope.
Yeah, earlier on the tour, we saw a little circuit board that had some teeny tiny parts. Fine pitch leads is what they're called. Surface mount things that are soldered on with a machine, but sometimes they need repairs, and they call Jenna to repair them. So Lisa wanted to see what it took to do
so
that.
So we kind of got sidetracked.
Yeah, and then we lost our group, and then we had to go catch up to him again. And then we got back, and...
Wait! What else did we do? We went down the elevator.
We went down the elevator, yeah. That was exciting. We've done that before, you know, since you were a little baby.
And what else did we do on the tour, though?
The tour, we saw the mechanical area, where they where they show where they make the plastic enclosures and things.
And where they make...
I was on a phone call for that, so you have to tell
me. They, or they made sure they didn't miss any pieces on the circuit board.
Yeah. Yep.
What do I have to tell you?
And then we had pizza.
What do we have to tell you?
Oh, wait, before we had pizza, we had to make a thing with a marble, right?
Oh, we had to make a marble slower downer.
Now, why do you think we had to make a hovercraft and this marble slower downer, which we'll get to in a minute?
Remember at Discovery thing?
Yeah.
Place?
Yeah.
They had, like, this thing where it had, like, it could float off the ground and carry, like, 100 people.
Not right.
100, but, like, 4. And off the ground and push them easily.
Yeah?
That thing that we saw. It could help develop that kind of stuff.
They want to make sure you can follow instructions. And they want to make sure that you can think. The marble, what we were given is a piece of cardboard on a slope. And the objective was
a very steep slope. Really steep.
You had to take all kinds of supplies, pipe cleaner, paper, tape, sandpaper, a sponge. They just gave you this assorted list of parts and said, figure out a way to slow this thing down so it stays on this cardboard as long as possible. So most people made kind of a switchback pattern with paper ramps that went back and
one person used the box that all the materials came in, mm-hmm. and they glued it to their board, so they made it go into there and then fall out a little hole in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that took up a bunch of time.
Now,
but they didn't win.
How long did we get? We made paper tubes that went back and forth. And how long did ours stay?
And
out?
I made the catcher.
Yep, you made a little basket or a sack at the bottom. How long did ours stay on?
16 seconds.
About 16 seconds. How long did the longest one stay on?
36. It was going like glacier slow.
It was going glacier slow. That's right. And then we had pizza. And then we played a game.
One of them on the Marvel thing, they made speed bumps out of craft sticks and sandpaper.
And it was going really fast, so they had to slow it down. And then we had pizza for lunch. And then we played a game.
We played Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Right.
Except the person was kind of switching up the rules.
Yeah, she was. And there were 8 teams, and the parents were on one side, and the kids were on the other side.
The lady, Megan?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Megan doesn't have kids, and the kids kind of got out of control, and she lost control of the game. So it was funnier from that perspective. A lot of the adults were laughing.
Our team,
yeah.
We like got very, very, very last place. And we were saying there should be a last place prize because, see, we purposely tried to get last place just so we would get the last place prize. And it ended up there was no last place prize.
Oh.
So we decided that we should get to spray our parents with silly string.
Well, that would have been fun. We had silly string last year, didn't we?
Yeah, because they changed it this year
because
of the new show that came out. They thought it would be a good idea. And, the other years, we'd write down answers to questions like what you want to be when you grow up and the coolest part about Plexus and stuff.
And what does Dad do at work?
And what does Dad do at work?
And we had to guess the answers.
Funny.
One time,
I wrote boring stuff.
Yeah.
And he didn't get it.
So they asked me, what does Lisa say you do at work? And if I get it right, I get to shoot you with silly string. And if I get it wrong, you get to shoot me with silly string, right?
And you didn't get it right.
And you shot me.
And then he shot me back, and then I shot him back, and then
the chairs tipped over, and we were chasing each other around, making a horrible example. Was that last year, or was that 2 years ago?
That was last year.
Oh my goodness, that feels like a long time ago.
And it's fun when that 2 years ago, when Julie was there too, we would both sit there, and she would ask 2 questions at the same time, and you'd have to answer both of them. And if you got them wrong, we would both get to spray you, and then you get double. Oh.
And then after we were done with the game, that was pretty much it for the planned activities. You came back with me to my desk. I had to make a few phone calls, but you helped work. What did you do? You helped me do some work.
Well, first we tried to do this robot thing where you tell the computer to do stuff, and then you see if it works.
Oh, that's right. We downloaded Robot Wars, and it's like writing Java code for programmable robots that show up on a graphic game board, and you can pit them against
each
other.
And we called my robot Pi314, because right. You can do the point.
That was a good name, too. Darn it. I want to get back to that, because I think, Lisa, you would have a good time programming. We just need to start out with something really simple. That was a little advanced for what I'd say. You could do some experimentation. You could tweak it a bit, but there's a pretty good tutorial. If anybody's got any suggestions where Lisa should start, I was thinking maybe with Logo, which is a graphics programming language where you say, take my little...
Is that start with Baby Smash before you can type?
Yeah, kind of. Kind of. And you tell this thing to go up, and it draws a line up, and then you say, rotate 90.
Oh, I did that! I did that! It was on the computer at school,
yeah,
and it was on one of the math games, and you typed in, all these different directions,
yeah,
and then it did it, and you tried to make, this design, because it keeps going back and forth and back and forth and doing the same thing over and over and over.
You can do that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we can do that.
And I made two designs. I made, one star over here, and then I made a line connecting over here, and then I made another star.
We could do that again. All right, and then you put in some business cards for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I had several that were collected in my inbox that hadn't been put into Outlook contacts yet. So now I am all up to date on that, and I appreciate that help. Thank
Except
you very
for
much.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Because my fingers started to hurt.
Yeah, they got tired. Now, we need to wrap up because I need to get going to karate pretty soon. But what
then
else?
We did... We played with the blue goo, and then Dad went home and got a massage.
Yep, because my neck and back have been very tight. So
and his foot was, cramped.
In knots last night. Last night was conditioning night at karate, which means they work you very hard. We must have done about 200 push-ups in four different ways. Five. And... abdominal exercises.
You didn't do the Asian pear.
That's coming up. First, I want to talk about what you are doing about karate tomorrow. What's
graduation?
Graduation, and you get what belt?
Blue.
So let's go through what you've had so far. You started out as a no belt.
I want to do it. No belt, white belt, gold belt, orange belt, green belt, purple belt.
That's where I just got Monday.
Purple stripe.
Yep.
Then I'm going to get blue.
Yep. Then what comes after
then
blue?
Blue stripe.
Yep.
Red. Red stripe.
Hooray, red stripe. Then?
Brown.
Brown.
Brown stripe. Black.
Right.
And then first degree, second degree, third degree, and so on and so forth.
So you're almost 1 year done with your 3-year journey. It's going fast.
And then you spend about another year just getting to brown stripe belt.
Yep. Are you enjoying it still?
Hey, guess what? I noticed that next belt that you get,
mm-hmm,
and the belt that I'm on right now just today,
mm-hmm,
is the one right past the TV. And
no,
once
right
you get right
past
the
TV.
No. Purple stripe is right after.
No, it's right before.
Okay, when I get my blue belt, I'm going to be right past the TV.
Yep.
Which is halfway.
Not in terms of time, but in terms of number of belts, yeah. Because it takes longer to get some of those later belts. Like you said, it takes about a year to do brown and brown stripe. You only get two belts that last year.
And red stripe.
In the first year, you get six belts. Anyway, tell me about this Asian pear. We're talking about the Asian pear on that short little podcast we did a few days ago. And Yorga sent us a link to Wikipedia that said there's actually two types of Asian pears.
The kind that we got was a Korean pear.
It was actually a Korean pear. Yeah, it was the brown one with the spots on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was still good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to sneak that in at the end. Thank you very much, Yorga, for sending us that information. Always a fountain of knowledge. Hey, we've got to get out of here.
Hey, Dad.
Because I've got to get going to karate pretty soon and do some sparring.
Hey, Dad.
Yes.
Why is there this, punch out thing on
because
the
this
desk
is normally sitting against a wall, and you can put something in this door
you
over here.
Cords in there.
And you can run cords down the back of the desk, but I'm not going to punch it out. So, thank you for listening. If you want to get in touch with us, Lisa, tell them what the phone number is.
I have a question about that.
Yeah?
Do you call you on the phone or on the thing?
They can call us on the phone, pick up a cell phone or any old home telephone.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that. I thought you had to have a 222-2428.
No, you don't need a microphone. People call while they're driving. People call from their homes. Yeah. And then it shows up on the computer.
Cool.
So what's the number?
206-222-CHAT.
That's 2428. Thank you very much. And if you want to send an email, you can send it to chuck@chuckchat.com.
I want to say it.
Or Lisa at...
I want to say it.
Yeah?
chuck@chuckchat.com.
Can they send you an email?
Or lisa@tomasifamily.org.
Right. That's all for this time. Thank you again. Just a short little update on what we've been up to. And hope you get your TV back soon, Lisa. And you're not grounded. And good luck with the karate graduation.
My hand got stuck.
Bye.
Bye.
Karate graduation.
My hand got stuck.
Bye.
Bye.
Farpoint Media, powered by Podango.